on suits.
This is Harvey Specter. He's our best closer. Recruiting. Your interviews are set up for tomorrow.
I work better alone anyway. We only hire from Harvard, and you haven't even gone to any law school.
What if I told you that I consume knowledge like no one you've ever met, and I've actually passed the bar?
Okay, Hutcha. Fire up this laptop.
Stock option back date.
Legal? Under IRC section 409A.
Forgot about Sarbanes-Oxley.
Impressive, but you're sitting at a computer.
Playing hearts. If you want to beat me, you're going to have to do it as something else.
How can you know all that?
Once I read something, I understand it. And once I understand it, I never forget it.
I'm inclined to give you a shot, but if they find out that I lied about you going to Harvard, they'll take away my license.
You what?
Not now, Donna.
The Harvard Law School alumni database.
Not saying you won't get caught, but it won't be because your story doesn't check.
I'm Rachel Zane. I'll be giving you your orientation.
Love you.
Harvey's your commanding officer. However, Lewis Litt, he oversees all associates, so you'll also answer to him.
Welcome to Pearson.
How many more chances are you going to give that kid?
I didn't realize we were keeping score. But if that's the case, I still think he's coming out ahead.
This habit of you empathizing with every client, it's not getting you anywhere. You need to deal in information that can hold up. That's what a real lawyer does.
Why?
What?
Fire me. Why would you do that to me?
Life is this. I like this.
It's tough to have a relationship with the first year, or any year.
You're playing with me, and you know it.
You kept flirting with me long after you started dating her. How about you find yourself some other paralegal? Because as far as I'm concerned, we're done. How did you two meet?
I dated his best friend.
You always liked her.
Nothing happened until Trevor and I were done.
Never?
Well, we did kiss once.
No, I can't. It's real firm.
But you can't tell anyone, ever.
This guy is not your friend. He is an anchor dragging you down. Get rid of him.
He's my oldest friend.
I know you're seeing Jenny, but I can't stop thinking about the kiss.
I'm Trevor Evans. I'm a friend of Mike Ross.
Yes.
I wish I didn't have to do this. There's something you need to know about him. Something Harvey Specter hasn't told you.
If I said no.
Well, I wouldn't want you to lie.
She knows.
She can't.
She does.
What's holding on my Swinton merger?
Are you kidding me?
We've been over this, okay? If she knew, you'd know.
I do know. The woman barely knows my name, and she just summoned me for dinner. What is so funny?
Watson, Kleiman, Gallo, Goldberg, Inspector.
Why are you naming?
The last five senior partners, every one of us was taken to dinner by Jessica as a first year, and now she's taking you, which means...
This is a good thing.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
What now?
What do I wear? What do I say? What do I wear?
We can discuss the prom at recess. Tell me, what the hell's holding up my Swinton merger?
It's just a nuisance suit that needs to be cleaned up before we can clear escrow. I'm all over it.
Why wasn't that the first thing you told me?
I thought I was getting exposed. This is a little less important.
My merger? Your panic attack.
Your compassion. And I didn't have a panic attack. I had a legitimate reason for concern.
Really? Why would she ask you to dinner just to fire you?
I don't know. A little movie called Goodfellas. Do you see it? Joe Pesci thought he was getting made. He got dead.
That's your idea of a legitimate reason?
Karen! Where's the money, Karen?
Go back to your cubicle.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you think that I might get an office out of this dinner?
A second ago, you thought you were going to get whacked. Now you want an office?
Well, I'm adapting to changing circumstances.
Huh. Well, maybe you won't be the worst lawyer in the history of everything.
Put the gun down, Karen. Karen?
They never checked.
What do you mean they never checked?
The internet was not what it is today. It was not so easy to catch plagiarism.
That's awesome. Wait a minute. If you graduated college then that would make you...
Old enough to run my own law firm.
But you look so young.
Well, you know what they say.
Mm-hmm.
True beauty
Black
is ageless.
Don't crack. That's what I meant to say.
Uh-huh. Well, enough about me. I want to hear about you. What was Harvard like?
I was three when I realized that I wasn't like the other kids. When school started, it was like a joke. I didn't take notes. I never studied. Every year, people would tell me, next year, you won't get away with it. I kept waiting for it to get harder, but just never did.
And Harvard?
I knew it would end. And it had to. I thought, yeah, I finally found a place where I'd be exposed. But it turns out, even at the mighty Harvard Law,
you weren't the same as the other kids.
I know it sounds cocky.
Not to me. The fact is, you don't think of yourself as smart. You've always had your mind. It just is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't think of myself as smart. You know, I just think of everybody else as...
idiots.
Not smart.
That's what I meant to say. Why the law?
It's kind of personal.
Isn't that why we're here?
When I was 11, my parents were on their way home from dinner, and they were involved in a really horrible accident. And my grandmother took me in. And it wasn't until I was much older that I realized that we had a case. See, it turns out this restaurant kept feeding Mr. Fenton drinks long after they knew. Didn't matter. I felt so helpless. And I didn't want to feel that way. Ever again.
Harvey was right.
About what?
I hope you brought your checkbook. Dinner's on you.
Wait, what was Harvey right about?
How was dinner?
Free caviar. What's not to love?
If you want to know something about me, you should have just asked me.
Why can't I just be getting to know Mr. Ross the way I got to know you?
Because if you're just trying to get to know him, you would have told me about the dinner. Something's going on, and I want to know what it is.
An allegation was made that Mike Ross never went to Harvard or any other law school for that matter. So I had him checked out. Squeaky clean. Graduated top of his class. So I took him to dinner. I wanted to see what you saw in him that makes him so special.
And?
I get it. He's a total package. Maybe even the best of both of us.
I hope this doesn't mean you're going to put me in charge of recruiting.
No, not to worry. You are off the hook. Harvey, one more thing. He might have checked out clean. But I know that kid's full of shit. Because there may be a record of him graduating from Harvard Law, but there's no record of him graduating from any college anywhere on the face of the earth. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you didn't know. Because I don't want to do what I would do if you did. And what you're going to do is fire that goddamn kid.
Do me a favor and get Mr. Sherman on the phone, please.
Thank you.
What was that?
Excuse me?
Please do me a favor and thank you, all in the same sentence? You think I'm not going to notice that?
I don't have time for this.
You got time. You're going to sit right there while I figure out what the hell's going on.
Nothing's going on.
Dimple in your tie is too far to the left. That says that your mind is on something else. Mr. Sherman's called 136 times. You've never called him back, which means you're feeling... guilty, and you're trying to compensate.
I'm not trying to.
I didn't say overcompensate.
As long as we're clear.
The only time I've ever seen you wear lavender was when your brother was in the hospital. You're feeling protective in an older brother manner. Whoa. Either your mother somehow appeared in your life or Jessica found out about Mike. Oh, my God. Does he know?
What's playing on that thing?
Audiobook, Follow the Roman Empire.
Oh, I was just rocking out to Einstein's biography this morning.
Oh, sir, I prefer his acoustic stuff.
Sir, you're awfully chipper. Maybe you got some good news?
Yeah, that led to an amazing dinner with an incredible woman.
I'm really happy to hear things are going well with you and Jenny.
Whoa, no. I don't know. I was out with Jessica last night.
Isn't she just a little old for you?
I do okay with the Cougars.
You realize you're talking about the managing partner of the firm.
Yeah, please don't tell anyone I said that.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to fire him.
How can you do that?
What do you want me to say? If I don't, Jessica will.
What's up, motherfleckers? Wow. Oh, my God. That's a beautiful day. Did you guys get that memo? You know, the one about how I am the greatest.
What's wrong with you two? Somebody died?
I'm going to be outside.
I'm going to be outside. I'm so serious. All the time.
Mike?
Uh-huh.
Sit down. No can do. I got too much energy. I just wanted to come and give you an update on the Swinton merger. Turns out this woman thinks the publishing stole one of her book ideas, filed suit.
Listen,
normally I'd suggest that we settle, but then I got to thinking, WWHD. What would Harvey do?
Steamroller.
Exactly, which is what I'm going to do. Myra Harrison is not going to know what hit her.
Why embrace my philosophy now?
What? Your merger, Myra Harrison.
Mike. Sit down.
You okay?
I can't talk right now.
Okay, just get it over with. Tell me what happened.
That was the talk and the plan, the whole what I would do was just whatever.
You couldn't do it.
I didn't do it.
You got overwhelmed with a wave of emotion you didn't see coming. You cried and you let him stay.
No, I saw the amount of work I would have to go through to replace him and decided against it.
Did you see the amount of work through a pool of tears?
Are you finished?
Can I get you anything? Tissue, glass of water, tampon?
Okay, wait a second. You listened to all my private conversations.
So?
This time you didn't.
Yeah, I was busy.
Busy? That's what you're going with?
Very busy.
You didn't listen because you couldn't listen. Because you were too overwhelmed with emotion.
I am not the topic of conversation here.
Can I get you anything? Tissue? Water?
I got it. Harvey, you said if you didn't fire him, Jessica would. So what are you going to do?
Buy us some time.
Hey. If you didn't tell him anything, why was he so dazed when he walked out of here?
I told him I was proud of him.
You need to give that boy more encouragement.
Hi. Hey. Could you tell me where to find a copy of James Jenkins' latest book?
Right there in new releases.
Oh, that's funny. Because I have a complaint here that says you're claiming to have written his newest book.
Sorry, who are you?
My name's Mike Ross. I represent Director of Publishing. I want to tell you the story of how your bullshit lawsuit pans out. Best case, you prove that they stole your idea. You know what? It doesn't matter because you signed an employment agreement giving Drecker Publishing the rights to all work products that you create. So the next step is that my firm's going to assign as many Mike Rosses as necessary to dispatch your claim. And after we do, we're going to add up all of those hours and we're going to petition the court to have you pay for our work. Now, lucky for you, we happen to be in the middle of a merger and you're kind of being an inconvenience, so I get to be the good guy who comes down here and strongly advises you to just go ahead and give up now and save yourself a whole lot of money. Anyway, that's all. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.
I bet your mother's proud of you.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Standing there in your fancy suit calling my story bullshit, you don't even know what it is.
Miss Harrison, it's not my job
to... To care? To be a human being? To listen for 2 seconds? I was an assistant at Drucker for 5 years, and I finally got an idea for my own book. And my boss, who I thought was my friend, encouraged me to pitch my idea to her. So I did. And she took that idea, served it up to James Jenkins, and completely shut me out.
You have no evidence of this, right? It's just your word against hers.
That's not true. My pitch was oral, but I wrote a treatment to prepare for it. I can email you a copy.
Myra, what are you looking for here?
These ideas aren't easy to come by. I might not have another one in my entire life. I just want to be paid for my idea.
Finally get your big promotion, a file clerk?
For your information, I happen to be compiling a redundancy list for the Swinton merger.
Well, while you're at it, why don't you compile a redundancy list for the Swinton merger?
Instead of trying to be hilarious, maybe you can just close the deal so then I can do my job and determine which departments get bashed in the head.
What are you, killing seals?
Would that it were. Rodents of the sea.
Listen, I need you to lay off Mike Ross for a while.
Oh, do you now? Because he may be your associate, but as I've told you, like, I don't know, a million times, I run the associates.
I'm not disputing that. It's just with Jessica's new interest in him.
What interest?
Hadn't you heard?
Heard what?
Never mind.
No, tell me. Tell me now.
Jessica took Mike to dinner last night. Yago's.
Yeah. That's where she took me.
Really? Oh. Anyway, I consider it a personal favor if you just lay off Mike for a few days. It's your call.
Hey. Thanks.
What are you doing here?
Right now, I want to know what's going on with you and Rachel.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Jenny, how many times do I have to answer this?
Excuse me?
Every day it's a new time. You don't trust me.
No, every day it's the same. I don't trust you. You kissed her. Tell me that's not true.
I didn't kiss her. She kissed me.
That makes a difference.
It does, all right? It happened, but I didn't follow up on it. And what you're leaving out is that even after all that happened, you asked me to choose and I chose you.
I asked you if anything ever happened between the two of you and you lied.
When you asked me that, you weren't asking about a kiss and you know it. I didn't lie. I just answered the question that you really asked.
Oh, you are such a goddamn lawyer. Oh, wait, that's right. You're not.
All right, if kissing someone else is so awful, then what about you? I seem to remember you kissing me when you were still with Trevor.
When I kissed you, it was because you were the person that I wanted to be with. Obviously, that's how you feel about Rachel.
That wasn't true.
Wasn't. Well, I hope that you two are really happy together.
I'm sorry.
You know, you didn't ask me how I knew. Trevor told me.
What?
2 days ago. Right before he told me that he was going to tell Jessica Pearson, you're a fraud.
Feeling very well.
I don't really care. And I also don't care how special Jessica thinks you are, because you still answer to me. And you're going to do every piece of work that I assign to you until you don't.
Yeah, I just have to see Harvey first.
No, Harvey can't help you. Now, I want a detailed listing of every redundant position in the Swinton merger, and I want it yesterday. Capiche? And get him in, because your breath is disgusting.
you drunk dialed him? I didn't drunk dial him. I called him.
Yeah, I left the room for 2 minutes and you called him after a glass of whiskey. What would you call it?
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you say on the message?
I said that I couldn't stop thinking about our kiss.
You kissed him?
Yes.
Where?
On the mouth.
Where did it happen?
In the library.
The Pearson Hardman Library?
No, the Library of Congress.
Is John Boehner there?
Are you going to help me or are you going to amuse yourself?
I can multitask. So what's the problem?
The problem is I left him that message 3 nights ago and he hasn't said anything. I don't know what to do.
Well, when a person gets a message like that and they act like they didn't, it's one of two things. Either they got the message and they don't feel the same way, or they didn't get the message. And who doesn't get their messages?
He made his choice.
Whoa.
What?
I gotta go. Hey, wait a second. How was it?
Kiss? Good enough to make me drunk dial him.
Well, what are we talking about? Jeremy Lin? Yeah, I can make that happen.
You knew.
I gotta go.
When?
Last night.
What are we gonna do?
We got no choice. We have to leave the country.
What?
I can get us 2 tickets to Buenos Aires and have the chopper on the helipad in 10 minutes.
Wait, she knows? And you know she knows? And you're joking about my life? What the hell is wrong with you?
Are you mad at me?
No, I want to kill you!
Good, because if you're mad, that means you're not panicking. Now calm the hell down.
Okay, what did she say?
She told me to fire you.
That's not calming me down.
Haven't I taught you that there's more than one response when someone has a gun to your head? Right now, there's not even a gun in here.
No, it's not in here. It's out there roaming the halls, and when it sees me, it's going to start shooting.
Weren't you supposed to give that plaintiff the Harvey Specter treatment?
Yes.
Did you wrap it up?
I'm working on it.
That means you didn't give her the Harvey Specter treatment. So why don't you go do your job and have some goddamn faith that I'll do mine. Donna, not now.
Oh, you're going to want to hear this.
What?
Alicia Hardman died last night.
Hard, as in Pearson Hardman?
Wife. Is it public yet?
No.
When were you going to tell me she knew, Harvey?
I wasn't.
Jessica.
Lewis.
How are you?
Never better. You?
Top of the world.
Did you need me?
No. But I do have something that will make you happy.
Oh. Fire away.
Well, as you know, I've been compiling lists of redundant departments for the Swinton merger.
Oh, you should also think about compiling a list of redundant departments for the Swinton merger.
That is awesome. Anyway, I thought you'd be happy to know that I assigned it to Mike Ross.
Excellent. When?
Just now. Harvey mentioned your dinner, and I knew that was an indicator of you being very fond of
me. Lewis, it's one of the things I love about you. You get me.
I do.
Oh, I forgot something. You go ahead. All right, and Lewis, thank you.
Sure.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Not here.
No. You think I don't know what you're doing?
I know you know what I did.
You baited Lewis into working with Ross, so if he leaves abruptly, Lewis will start asking questions.
I said I knew you knew. Now you're just showing off.
You think I'm going to let you get away with it?
I think we got bigger fish to fry.
Alicia Hardman's dead.
Which means Daniel Hardman's coming back.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. And so do you.
No, you're just using this situation to get Mike Ross out of the crosshairs.
Need I remind you that the only reason we were able to get rid of the other half of Pearson Hardman in the first place was by threatening to tell her about his affair?
That was the means, not the end. We had a good reason, and you know that.
That's not my point. Alicia's dead. Our leverage is gone.
That was 5 years ago. A lot can happen in 5 years.
And what Daniel Hardman's been doing for the last 5 years is dreaming of the day he comes back and screws us both out of our jobs.
There's an easy way to find out.
Then let's do it. Because I can tell you this, that asshole's coming back. And he isn't coming because he wants to be number 2.
May the great name of God
looks good.
Being a prick keeps you handsome.
Are you saying that I'm handsome?
The fact that you think that comment was directed at you makes you self-centered and vain at the same time.
Doesn't mean it wasn't directed at me.
It was.
Which means I'm also omniscient and handsome.
You left out arrogant. No, you and Daniel are cut from the same cloth.
That's why I don't like them. There can be only one.
We're at a funeral and you're quoting Highlander?
Yeah, a lot of people died and it seems appropriate. You know the one key difference between the two of us? He's a lying snake in the grass who will say or do anything.
Mr. Ross, the truth is I don't remember where the James Jenkins pitch came from.
Then it could have come from Myra.
Well, it could have, but it doesn't matter. Even if I had stolen it, she signed the employee agreement.
Which gives Drecker Publishing the rights to our work product. Yes, I know.
Well, then you also know I'm not going to taint my company's reputation by giving Myra credit.
I'm not asking you to give her credit. I'm asking you to give her compensation in exchange for a confidential settlement agreement which protects your reputation.
That sounds like blackmail.
Ms. Beckman. This lawsuit is the only thing holding up a $1 billion merger, and every day that it drags on, it's costing your company more money. What I'm talking about is giving Myra Harrison a crumb of a crumb. So stop worrying about what it sounds like and start writing a check.
How much is it going to cost?
That's what I want to hear.
Just look at him. Sick of Vince. Makes me sick. I'm not going to stand in line for the privilege of kissing Daniel Harmon's ass, and neither are you.
It's a funeral.
The man was a slave driver. All he ever did was shit on me and make me work long hours for him. I mean, where was the kind word, you know? The tiny gesture? Yeah, I don't think so.
To be fair, it's not like...
Zip it, I'm talking. And then he just ups and leaves, you know?
To take care of his dying wife.
So? I'm not waiting in line, okay? I'm not going to give the guy the satisfaction.
What I meant was, now that she's dead, does that mean that he's coming back?
Actually, this line looks like it's flowing. And you're not coming... No. What is that?
That's my cancer ribbon.
Oh, no, I know what it is. Why are you wearing it?
Well, I wanted to show my support for Miss Hardman. It's what she died of. And I also had this aunt that, she...
$30,000. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. It's as much as they've ever paid for a freelance pitch.
But those people also got credit, which helped them sell their next idea for more.
I thought you said you were worried you'd never have another good idea. Myra, this is the best deal you're going to get.
I'm not exactly sure that's true.
No, trust me, it is.
You said you're in the middle of a merger and that I'm an inconvenience. I did my research. It's a huge merger.
I told you that to help you.
You told me that to bully me. You only tried to help later.
And I succeeded, which is why you have a check for $30,000 in your hands.
Do you believe that was my idea? I know you do. That's why you agreed to help.
What's your point?
My point is, Leslie was my boss, but I thought we were friends. So when she asked me to trust her, I did. And she betrayed me. Can you imagine what that would be like?
Gotta say, up close, I feel bad for him.
Just don't forget why we're here.
Daniel, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Harvey.
My condolences.
Doesn't sound the same coming from you.
You have my sympathy for your wife, but I don't pretend this is page one of the story.
You must think I hate you both.
Well, that might have something to do with the fact that I was listening the last time you spoke to me.
I was pissed, wasn't I?
You threw your phone at my head.
I did miss, though.
That's because you throw like a girl.
You're still angry, Harvey, and I don't blame you. But what you don't understand is the last 5 years have changed everything for me.
How so?
I reconnected with Alicia. I cared for her. I know you can't get back lost time with your family. But you can make up for it. Look at Sarah. I never really knew her. And now I do.
Last time I saw her, she was a little girl.
She just graduated high school. Going to Harvard this fall.
The truth is, what you did to me was the best thing anyone could have done for me.
That mean you're coming back?
It's my wife's funeral, Harvey. I haven't given it any real thought yet. I am a changed man, Jessica, and I have you to thank for it.
You actually buying that pious bullshit?
Not for a second. He's coming for us.
I can stop him before he even gets through the door.
I don't see how you're going to be able to do that.
I'll have extra motivation.
You want the kid to stay?
Yes.
Like I said, cut from the same cloth. Make it happen. You've got yourself a deal.
Why haven't I been notified that my merger's closing?
The plaintiff's refusing to settle without credit.
What happened to steamrolling her?
She realized that she's in a unique position to hold up the merger.
How the hell did she realize that? Oh, no, wait. Don't tell me. You fell in love with her and then you told her.
No, I did not fall in love with her, but... yeah, I believe her.
You're kidding me.
What?
I'm fighting for your job, and you're gonna screw up this merger?
Are you?
Am I what?
Fighting for my job? Because if you're not, this is going to be my last case, and I'm not sure I want to go down fighting for the wrong side.
What makes you think I'm not fighting for you?
I don't know. Your career, my anything?
Oh, you got a lot of nerve. You have no idea what I've been doing for you.
Maybe, but you and I both know you were going to fire me the other day, don't we? Don't answer that. I can see the look on your face. It's the same look I could see in here from that morning, clear as a bell.
What I was going to do and what I did aren't the same thing. Like the first day I met you, when you were going to deal drugs, and you didn't. Look, I can't tell you everything that's going on here, all right? You have to trust me. You are not getting fired on my watch.
I trust you.
Then stop worrying about what side you're on and take care of that lawsuit.
Hey, Rachel, do you have a minute?
No, I don't. I got your message loud and clear.
Wait, what?
Look, I'm not mad. I'm just in the middle of a lot of work right now, so if you're looking for a friend, I just really don't have the time. Sorry.
Message.
You must really be needing some love.
Why do you say that?
Those cookies are from the Eisenhower administration.
You know, sometimes I wish I could go back.
To when?
Before. It.
When I was little, I used to sit with my grandmother whenever I was upset. A mother loves you, but a grandmother...
always on your side. Remember that time that I ran away to your place?
You were so mad they wouldn't let you stay up to watch the Cosby Show.
I know, it's so unreasonable, right?
But you were six.
You took me in, told me that story, the time you ran away from your parents.
Yeah, I ended up getting found by some dock workers 3 miles from the house.
Yeah, that's the one.
Never happened.
What?
I just wanted to make you miss your mom and dad. I basically told you Hansel and Gretel.
No, it ends so differently.
I added some touches. You wouldn't have bought me getting eaten by the dock workers. You were six. You weren't an imbecile.
There is nothing new under the sun.
What?
I suddenly feel so much better. Thank you. Oh, and is there anything else you haven't been telling me? Like, am I from Krypton?
Possible.
Hi. Harvey Specter.
I'm Sarah. I saw you talking to my father at the service.
We used to work together.
Did you know my mom?
Not as well as I would have liked.
I was just going out. I need a walk. Dad's just over there. I'm sure he'll be happy to see you.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Excuse me for one second. Harvey, you brought food.
New York's finest.
You didn't want to come empty-handed.
I didn't want to come here at all.
But you want to make sure I don't come back.
When we found out about your little scam, I wanted to go public. Jessica said no, didn't want to damage the firm's reputation.
She always was a strategic thinker.
But you've been gone a long time. Now when we tell everyone what you were up to, our reputation will be fine. Yours won't.
As I said before, I haven't decided what the future holds for me. And all your little threat is doing is making me want to come back.
When I was growing up, I had a friend who found out that his mother never loved his father. She cheated on him their whole marriage, then left him. He never forgave her. If you come back, here's what's going to happen. Your daughter's going to find out what kind of man her father is. Everything. You think I won't do that? I will.
Why are you doing this?
To protect my own. Do us all a favor and set up shop somewhere else. It's done. He won't be coming back.
I think I figured out a way to get everybody what they want.
That's good. What's she doing here?
She's here to get what she wants.
Which is what exactly? Credits?
That's all Myra's looking for. So just admit that you remember the pitch and that you know what you did.
I have no intention of doing that because it's not true.
So you'd be willing to take a lie detector test to that effect, then?
I most certainly will not. And I don't appreciate being spoken to like this by my own counsel.
Well, the thing is, Leslie, that Myra's not the only one who signed an agreement with Drekker Publishing. So did you. And that agreement gives them the right to terminate you if you refuse to submit to a polygraph. And I happen to represent them, not you.
I took it. I was under the gun. I was entitled to it, so I took it.
You offered me advice, and I trusted you.
She's threatened by you, Myra. Not a good choice of mentor. Now, look, you got the credit you wanted, so sign the deal.
I want public credit, not credit in here. This doesn't do me any good.
I thought you might say that, which is why I have spent the last 24 hours scanning the entire Drekker Publishing catalog. Robert Fallow, Jonathan Dakin, and my personal favorite, Lester Collins. Any one of them could have been written on the basis of your pitch, but they weren't because they were written years before it.
Are you saying I plagiarized them?
No, I'm saying there's nothing new under the sun. Now, I suggest you sign that deal and go home. Otherwise, we're going to countersue for plagiarizing your pitch from our previous works.
It's not true.
It's no less legitimate than claiming we stole something you gave us the rights to. And more importantly, it puts you over a barrel, which is where you think you have us. You want to be a writer? Then write. But don't ever threaten me or my firm again. You look happy?
I am happy.
Anything I should know?
Welcome to Pearson Hartman. Anything I should know?
I've settled the case. Merger paperwork's on the way.
Slam the plaintiff?
No, I slammed everybody.
That's what I like to hear.
When I ran Pearson Hartman, I was charming, witty, and adorable. I was also unscrupulous, power-hungry and greedy. I thought I could get away with anything, and that's exactly what I tried to do. I risked the firm's reputation and the careers of everyone in it. These last few years have humbled me, and I've decided to come back and show that we can be a successful law firm without breaking the rules.
Unfortunately, the only way that I can do that is by coming clean about my past. Because if we are busy hiding what we have done, it leaves us vulnerable to anyone who discovers our secrets. And we become so consumed with keeping them that it is a slippery slope to doing even worse things. While I was head of this firm, I borrowed funds from various escrow accounts. The clients never found out about it. I paid back every cent. But make no mistake, I could have been convicted of theft, plain and simple. I want everyone here to know the kind of man I was and the kind of man I am. Thank you.
You and I are going to have to talk.
I understand why you had Harvey do what he did. But I'm not the same person. And the only way that I could think to prove it was by doing what I just did. I told my daughter everything. I hope we can figure out a way to work together.
Think you'd have the guts to show up?
What do you want?
What do I want? I want to know how my best friend could do this to me.
Do what to you?
Huh?
Betray you? Go behind your back? I stood there joking with you, my friend, my buddy. And my girlfriend was in your shower 3 feet away. Hope you two had a good laugh about that.
I was going to tell you, Trevor.
But you didn't. And I wasn't going to tell Jenny about Rachel. But I did.
How'd you even know about me and Rachel?
You know what? You're so smart. You figure it out.
Okay, yeah, you got me. Jenny broke up with me, but you went to my boss. You tried to ruin my life.
Or even.
9903672-49. It's your social security number, right? I saw it on your dad's desk when we were in the sixth grade. So you think that you can mess with my life and I can't mess with yours, but I can. The only thing that stopped me until now is the fact that I actually cared about you, but now after this, I really don't give a shit about you anymore. You might not have my memory, but you better remember that.
What the hell did you say to Daniel?
Does it matter?
What matters is I don't ever want to see Mike Ross in this office again.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Excuse me.
I'm not firing him.
Then I'll fire him.
No, you won't. You said you gave me the benefit of the doubt that I didn't know about Mike, otherwise you'd fire me too. Well, I knew.
You're trying to force my hand?
I'm trying to stay your hand. He goes, I go.
Pack up your things. You're done.
There's only one problem with that. Daniel's coming for your job. If I leave now, he'll smell something's wrong and figure out what it is. You'll look reckless for letting me hire a kid without a degree, or foolish for not knowing I did it.
Neither quality being an asset and a managing partner.
Which makes you vulnerable.
All because you hired the goddamn kid in the first place.
Be that as it may, he'll use it against you. You need me, and I'm not staying without Mike.
Jenny, but I can't stop thinking about the kiss, and I can't go back.
Hello. Get your ass in here.
On my way.
Thank you.
I thought... Harvey said he wanted to see me.
He said get your ass in here.
Am I fired?
You should be.
That implies I'm not?
Not necessarily. However, if I'm going to accept this situation, then I want to know everything there is to know.
Okay. Where do I start?
Why don't you tell me how the hell you got Harvey to hire you in the first place?
Fire up that laptop and I'll show you. Ask me anything there is to know about the law.
That's how you did it. You beat him? Well, I'm not Harvey. I don't need a computer. War, and I'm not losing this one.
Love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Hardman has designs on my job. We're taking the offensive.
Give me a gun. Tell me where to point it. He's coming back, and people are going to have to choose sides. Who do I work for?
All these lies keep coming back to haunt me.
We're under attack, and if this gets to Hardman, we're done.
You want to bring this firm down, Mike?
Suits, an all-new episode next Thursday at 10, only on USA.